in the last few years, it's very rare for me to find an album or a band that really just speaks to me. Maybe it's because I'm too much of an elitist, or maybe I've kind of gone lost in my ways, but it's very rare nowadays for an album, as I just said, to jump out at me. And while I was looking for the next topic to do, this one, kind of like these albums, jumped out at me and seemed like a logical way to expand on how I feel about them. There's three bands that oddly are very similar that I seem to have recently fallen in love with. And that's Acid Bath, Neutral Milk Hotel, which I just made an episode on, and Mondolin of the Well. These three bands, although incredibly unique, where Acid Bath has kind of a stoner doom sound of the 90s, Neutral Milk Hotel has a weird funky pop noise, and Mondolin of the Well, which is an odd mixture of at times classical music with many metal elements. They're clearly a metal act, but they're a very weird metal act. These bands are all distinctly different. This is Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at these three bands' albums, the similarities, the differences, and maybe why, through the similarities, they all jumped out at me. There is a fourth band I really love that I'm not talking about right now, and that is He Is Legend. And the reason why is because it doesn't fit the algorithm of these other bands, in a sense. I felt like it didn't fit in the conversation. Although, maybe you could make an argument. So let's start at Acid Bath. They have the formula that seems to be falling in place here. They have a demos tape. Actually, I think they have two. There's one, The Kite String Pops, which is their first album. And because I don't know if the word's censored, I'll just call the second one Pagan Tea Tactics. The first album is very heavy and raw, and which is The Kite String Pops, and I really love it. I think the sound is just brilliant. Then you have Pagan Tea Tactics, which takes its foot off the gas a little bit. The two albums form a perfect kind of circle of rawness and calm and kind of a bit of a interconnecting story, although not together. I've talked about that in my Acid Bath episode. The similarities then are even more present with Mondolin of the Well, and I'll get to more of them in a second. Mondolin of the Well's first album, Bath, is an album that I put 11 or 12 of my favorite albums of all time. It's one I desperately really want the vinyl to. Mondolin of the Well in Bath is just painting you a picture and letting it come to your brain. It has some very good highs, like Geography and Pains of Astral Projection. And then it does have, if not a low, but a completely different tempo with a song like The Ferryman. All things together, though, it's a fantastic record, a lot like When the Kite String Pops, an album that has so much to say in so little time, with similar highs with The Blue and also Dr. Seuss Is Dead. And Scream of the Butterfly is the brilliant slow song, kind of like how the brilliant slow song on Bath is Geography. Then we get to Neutral Milk Hotel, which oddly enough flips the script here. It's not the first album. Well, it's not the first album they had, which was Avery Island, which is a good album in its own right, but oddly enough, its weird ambient sounds mixed into the album don't really get me as excited to listen to it as In the Airplane Over the Sea. And although it is rare, In the Airplane Over the Sea might, and this isn't heavy music, is probably the heavier of the two albums in terms of theme and also in terms of music itself. It does have some more intense songs, although it's not metal by any means. So this is where the formula gets slightly flipped. It's not the first album I love, but it's the second album, where it does have the same kind of highs and lows, with a really big high of Oh Calmly. That's a bit of a, not necessarily heavy song, but more heavy theme song with more violence in it. And then you have some soft, really different changing up songs like Holland 1945. So there seems to be a direct correlation between Acid Bath's When the Kite String Pops, Bath by Mandolin of the Well, and Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Almost a perfect trio of albums that I have fallen in love with that are in my top 20 favorite albums at this point, if not top 25. They all are similar yet different styles of music, but they all have that kind of small charm feel to them, where if you know one of their albums, it's almost a pride thing that you can listen to such a good sound, almost like a privilege thing, where most people won't know these albums. Then we discuss the second halves, what I'll call the worser halves, even though they're not that much worse. We have Pagan Tea Tactics, which is a great Acid Bath album, but in my opinion, doesn't have the heaviness I love with the first sometimes. You have Leaving Your Body Map by Mandolin of the Well, which opens up incredibly, but fizzles out in my opinion. Not to say this is a bad album, but it's definitely five times weaker than Bath due to the content of it. The album just feels like it's a few songs too long, and also it kind of gets a little boring. Although there is a really good track called He Is Risen, and also Sleep Is a Curse are my favorites. And also, of course, The Sobering Stones of October. The rest of the album I can kind of take or leave. Even Brazen Flowers sometimes I can get into, but the album is kind of bare bones at times. Then you have Avery Island, which is a fantastic record, but the problem with Avery Island, again, is it's too many ambient weird noises that I think actually take away from the music, which is why I think the demo's better. Now, there is a bit of slight dishonesty on my part. The purpose is that I've been taking a look at these bands are all in a category because each of them have two albums. This is not directly the case. Mandolin of the Well has a kind of rarely available Fruits My Psycho Bells, which was their earliest work. Except it's almost never talked about, and it's, to tell you the truth, kind of raw and on Bandcamp. I don't even know if you can get it on Bandcamp. I'd have to relook, but I'm not saying I'm not counting it. I'm just saying that in terms of my formula, I'm kind of omitting it. The same way I'm also omitting Part the Second, which is basically just Mandolin of the Well songs from around the Bath and Leaving Your Body Map time frame, which is kind of extras that they just re-released, so I'm not really counting that either. The core of Mandolin of the Well that people actually know and that the band seems to actually promote is just Bath and Leaving Your Body Map, the double albums. Well, not double albums, it's kind of a double album in a sense, a part one and two. That's why that is a slight inconsistency, but one I've let kind of slide for the sake of this. Then there's Neutral Milk Hotel, which has two albums, Avery Island, In the Airplane Over the Sea, and then an EP called Ferris Wheel of Fire. Basically, what I'm trying to say is the formula here is that all three of these bands have two mainstay albums. They seem to have a few sort of EP-style albums, and they kind of just abruptly end, and then we get no more music from them, with a lot of more questions than we have answers. Acid Bath broke up because sadly their bassist was killed in an accident. Neutral Milk Hotel broke up because the lead singer kind of went crazy and decided that he had nothing left to say, which I relate to and is how I make this show. And Mandolin of the Well, oddly enough, they couldn't get along and they decided to go through their own projects, which K.O. Dot kind of took off as the Mandolin of the Well project kind of died. part the second was a crowdfunded effort, which usually really only had stuff from their... It was kind of like the cut stuff. So I think maybe the reason why I love these three bands with kind of their only two core albums is maybe because of the fact that I get my fill of the band. I can keep going back and listening to what they've done, exploring albums at their very peak, instead of going through a massive discography that kind of gets watered down over time, like Deftones, which is another band I've been into, or even to an extent. It's not that He Is Legend kind of gets watered down, but I feel like with all the albums, at a certain point that they've made, some of them just don't feel that special. And some of them I just can't connect with. But I think it's because of these three bands, I have a hunger to listen to their stuff more because there's so little of it. And it makes sense why all three of these bands also weren't incredibly successful. Neutral Milk Hotel was the most successful, but if you talk to anybody nowadays, they probably couldn't tell you who they are or what they did. Fact, I think you're pretty hard-pressed to find someone who knows them. The moral of the story is, for some reason, there's a magic to having two albums. Cream was close to this, but they decided to make a third Goodbye Cream that unfortunately I do have to track, but they're another band that ranks very high in my opinion. Maybe it's an odd case of less is more. Even Tool, for a while, only had four studio albums until they released Fear Inoculum, which was quite good. But they're so spaced out, it almost feels like every album's unique that you really have to dive into to get the full experience. We're sadly with these three bands, we'll probably never get music from them again. Therefore, we have to be at peace with what they've made, which I'm content with. I guess it's just so odd that three bands could be so similar, with one incredible album, one kind of not as good, great supporting album, a few demos, EPs, or weird kind of extras that aren't really part of the regular canon. When I say canon, that's just a joke. Canon's usually a term used to describe like a current, like a the proper timeline, something that actually happened. And these three just are so unique in their own way that I feel like they're must listens. They also, oddly enough, when it comes to my favorite song from all three, you have Scream of the Butterfly or The Blue from Acid Bath. I'll go with The Blue since I think I put that at my number one on my previous list. You have The Blue, that's kind of a longer song with just a lot of different elements mixed in with really good vocals. Neutral Milk Hotel, you have O Calmly, which is really odd, weird music with just incredible vocals and different elements in it. Then you have Mandolin of the Wells. I'm going to say my number one song by them is Birth Pains of Astral Projection, but the jury's still out, which sounds like a religious experience you can't even understand unless you listen to. I couldn't do justice trying to explain it. The mastery of those three songs are what truly hooked me to these bands. Anyways, that's just kind of the end. There wasn't a really true review here. I just really wanted to discuss why it was really weird. These three groups just really stood out to me. I really connected with them. And just the odd similarities they have, yet despite being so different. If there is one more similarity, these bands are all from the 90s to the early 2000s, which I think was truly the peak of music. The peak of like 91 to 2007. These guys all fall in that category. The moral of the story is this: I'd highly recommend listening to these guys. And who knows? Maybe you'll hate them, maybe you'll love them. Anyways, this is Benchwarmers Club. I'm Jacob. God bless and praise Christ.